Well, John, the good little run of results, the unbeaten run has come to an end. What was your reaction to today's defeat?
Yeah, I thought it was a fair result. I thought they were the better team and deserved the win today. I thought they didn't create a lot of chances, but when you don't take those one or chances early on, you're wary that they're going to create a couple, which they do every week. And it was against the run of play. I thought our game plan was working really well. We were turning them. We were playing past the press and over the press because we knew they're one of the better teams in this league at putting you under pressure and no time to play. I thought we did that really well. At times, we need to do it a little bit better, but that's the type of player that we've got. We always look for the pass first, but it takes time to teach them that sometimes you have to play a little bit of a plan B to put the team under pressure and play past their press. But fair result in the end. I thought they're a well-organised team. Keith's got them drilled. He's had some of these players for a couple of years now, and they know their responsibilities. They know the game plan. They keep it very basic, very simple, but they've got players up top as well who have an effect, who, when they get a chance, they take it. And that's why they're sitting in the top four in this league and why we're a little bit inconsistent. But I can't fault the effort, but decision-making sometimes I've got to look at next couple of days.
Had Amadou Bakayoko scored that chance in the opening quarter of an hour, it could have been a different game with Rochdale's away form being slightly shaky.
Yeah, I think we made it quite clear leading up to this that they win a lot of games 3-2, 3-4-0. But if you can get the first punch in, then they're not the same team. But we didn't do that. And of course, if you went back, you'd love to make things a bit different, but their goal changes it, makes it difficult. And then suddenly the last 15-20, when we're starting to tire, we've got nothing to hold on to, which makes it a little bit more difficult then. And then you start to get opened up a little bit because we're chasing. So the same old analogy, really. It made it a bit difficult once the second goal killed the game off.
You'll be glad to see the back of them, certainly the last three games. It's 9-0, I think, on aggregate. They are a very good team. Was it frustrating for you in that second half? There's certainly a few boos I heard around me at full time that you didn't create that many chances or didn't force Conrad Logan into any meaningful saves.
Of course, but that they're a good defensive unit. They could sit back in on that. They're away from home. They've got a 1-2 goal lead, so they're going to sit in. So there's not going to be many openings. It has to take a little bit of individual brilliance to open that, because we haven't got that the big link up player like they've got with Andrew and Davis. So we have to find other ways of creating chances. I thought Amadou did really well today. What I asked of him, he did it to a T. So I can't fault the lad's effort, but I need to look at whether I need to freshen things up in the coming weeks.
It's a frustrating time for Simeon Jackson at the moment. No goals in 13 games since he came back from his ankle injury.
Yeah, and that's what strikers go through. But good strikers go through those patches and they come through it and keep the confidence. Of course, he's going to be lacking confidence a little bit now, but I still think his work ethic was really good and we can't fault him for that. I still thought he showed a bit of pride today, and if he keeps believing, he'll get that goal. Sometimes it takes time, but strikers, that's how they are.
A shame not to see Isaiah Osborne in the starting 11 today. He's on a good little run of games, his best link since April 2015. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, I didn't see it. It's a sucker punch to me. We've losing Matty last week as well, then losing from a nice, steady, balanced team. Gives us a bit of stability. He's picked up a slight knee injury against Oxford. Wasn't able to recover, but nothing long term. He'll be available for Sheffield United. So will Matty.
The window's open now, it's January. Great news about Jason McCarthy, first of all, wasn't it? He's extended his loan spell.
Yeah, I thought it was important. It prevents me doing too much work over the coming weeks, and it's nice to have him nailed down for the remainder of the season. He's been a big plus, and he'll be a big plus moving forward. There may be other areas where I need to now, so the next two or three days is I've got to sit down and recover from today and then try to think, be proactive with what I'm doing with this squad, and if anyone comes in, they have to be better than what I've already got. But we'll be looking to do that, myself and my coaches.
Players like Scott Laird, whose loan ends today, when will fans hear about him and his latest?
Well, his loan's up on the 10th. That's his last game today, right, as it is now. There's a lot of factors which will influence that. How Scunny are, what injuries they've got from today, what Norwich are going to do with Toffoli, their left back. Townsend's injured with a hamstring. So things aren't looking great for me at the moment, in our favour, because they're going to protect themselves, and they have to realise, being in football for so long, you've got to be quite careful, because promises aren't always kept. But we'll see what happens over the coming days. But I need to have a plan B just in case I do lose Lady.